Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When the movie producer Oliver Stone was severely criticized for bending the truth in the production of his movie on the life of the former U.S. President Richard Nixon, he responded by saying he was simply interpreting the truth and that every production deserved new insights. Since when does truth have to be interpreted? If something is historical, should not the facts be the truth rather than how someone would like things to have been? Can truth really be interpreted? It is amazing, though, how individuals will distort the facts, putting a spin on the truth, which makes it look substantially different from what it really is. In essence, that is what a distorted perspective does, denying complicity and responsibility, and not acknowledging that what took place was wrong, dead wrong, period. Interpreting the truth is what historians do when they omit certain events and invent others with a personal agenda. Interpreting the truth is what a husband does when he lies to his wife, glossing over the fact that he did stop on the way home and he had a drink with his secretary. Interpreting the truth is what politicians do when they look a video camera in the eye and deny having any knowledge of a situation when in reality they are lying and the facts eventually prove that. While interpreting the truth isn't new, Adam did it in the Garden of Eden, it has become fashionable. There are several ways that the truth can be distorted, interpreted, if you will. One is by purposely withholding facts, which make a situation look much different from what it really is. And two, by adding information, which is neither factual nor consistent with the character of an individual or a situation. Granted, Oliver Stone, the producer of the movie on the life of Richard Nixon, could take certain liberties in conversation that bridge historical events, but according to Nixon's family, to set out to purposely defame an individual or distort the historical record is another matter. A poll indicates that 7 out of 10 individuals say they are dissatisfied with current standards of honesty, the largest proportion of people in many years. It's no wonder there's a growing cynicism among people today, a sense that everything is relative, and you cannot be sure you have the unvarnished facts of a situation, no matter who reports it. No matter what is going on in public life, people demand more of our private lives. Overwhelmingly, the quality which is most esteemed in personal relationships is that of honesty. When it comes to a wife, a husband, or a close friend, above everything else, honesty is expected. How does God view the practice of interpreting truth? The same way he viewed Adam's comments in the garden with disdain. Either something is true, or it is a falsehood. Either your motive is pure and you purposely intend to make someone or something look different from what you know it to be. The problem today is that people so commonly distort the truth, it becomes habitual. Then we coin pleasant words such as misinformation to lessen the fact there was deceit and purposeful misrepresentation. Honesty is the fabric of trust. And when we no longer think we can trust each other, we draw back, build walls, and live with doubt and cynicism. Telling the truth is not only a good policy, it should be the only policy.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.